And you represent, there it is. You
there
represent, you represent part of Knox County.
I'm a Vanna person, you know, I know.
Yeah, you look great today, and thank you for bringing the statue. So Senate District 6, part of Knox County, and you came into the General Assembly in 2012, is that right, with the 107th?
Actually, I was elected in a very special election in fall of 2011, so I'm in a class of one.
Jamie Woodson's seat, is that right?
Uh-huh, correct.
Well, Senator Massey has a perfect NFIB voting record since that time, and all the things we celebrate and talk about today, the things that have really helped people on this call, the workers' comp and unemployment reform, tax fairness for small business, cutting red tape, much more. She's been with small business on every floor vote. Just outstanding. Senator Massey is also known for being a very inquisitive legislator and a very hard worker for her district. Personally, what I appreciate greatly about Senator Massey are two things. First, she always lets me know where she is on NFIB issues. She's very, very responsive. And Becky Massey also has great compassion for everyone. She works hard to find compromises on complex, tough issues. And the Pregnant Workers Fairness Act is certainly one of those bills that we can talk about today, Becky, that really took a lot of work, 4 years of back and forth between the business community and the advocates, but you got that done. And at the end of that bill, there was really a great ending for our members on that bill, which I think you'll probably talk about today. She's simply been one of the best supporters of small business in the Senate. And lots of folks, me included, I know Wes, Stowers, Bo Carey, Hugh Morrow, folks that are on this call, have the highest regard for how she conducts business. So on behalf of the NFIB Tennessee Leadership Council, which voted unanimously to approve this award, and NFIB's 6,000-plus members in Tennessee, it's a great honor and a great privilege to present NFIB's Guardian of Small Business Award to State Senator Becky Massey. Becky.
Thank you, Jim, and thank you everybody for being here today. Obviously, it would be a lot more fun in person, but it is good to see my friends here. And, you know, it is an honor to work with Jim and as he represents all the NFIB members. And, you know, as I ran a nonprofit, so I understand what it takes to be successful in a business, whether it's a for-profit or a not-for-profit, the same skills that you need translate to both. And so we've worked together on many, many things. And I try to reply when he sends an email and says, this is important. I go, I'm there. But
you're always the first one. I swear you're the first one every time. You're like, you read your emails and then you either have a question for me. Or you're like, I'm good. So I really do appreciate that.
Well, I like the ones that are easy answers too. we really have worked together and with my business operators here in Knoxville. During the shutdown, basically, I had a couple of Zoom meetings with area business operators just to talk about their suggestions on reopening. And, you know, I just think it's important. Jim and I talked about possibly going around and visiting a number of our businesses this fall, but obviously he's kind of stuck over in Nashville. So if any of y'all want me to come by and visit, just let me know. I'd love to come see you in person, socially distanced, of course. But, you know, the pregnancy fairness bill was the one that we passed this year. And, you know, we had worked on that for several years, but we needed to get it into proper format so that it was understood by all that this was just nominal things that were the right thing to do, whether given a worker that's pregnant an extra water break or a stool to sit on. They would have to be reasonable so there wouldn't be, you know, this exorbitant cost that you kind of come to mind when you think about making accommodations. and you know, the NFIB, the Tennessee Chamber, and the advocates for that work together. And that's the way all bills should be. You should not just bulldog ahead and try to just pass something without the input from the parties to make sure it's right. And then we were fortunate enough to be in the right place with our bill to be able to add on the unemployment piece to it, where the unemployment numbers that businesses have experienced this year will not be used against them in their experience rating. And that was a critical piece that that we were thrilled that our bill worked with that, and that we were able to pass that and move forward. So, as again, it's always an honor to work with you all.
Yeah, it is for us too, Senator Massey. The Senate had really taken a lot of bills and said, we're not going to deal with these bills this year. The House was going to pass it, but the Senate was saying no. But that experience rating on the unemployment, reserve ratio calculation, the Commissioner of Labor came to you and the Lieutenant Governor and said, we need this, and your bill opens that caption. And so that bill that you worked on for 4 years, that made it to the floor. And that amendment has just been huge for our members. I think it went to July 31 that any layoff before then was not going to be put into your calculation. That's going to save. And I read something from the governor that between that and between the moving all the money from the CARES, Federal CARES Act, into the Unemployment Trust Fund, that businesses have saved about $900 million to date on new taxes. So you've been a big part of that.
Well, I actually heard that it's a similar thing, but that the taxes would have increased by 300% for businesses,
right,
had we not done that. That, you know, the big figure, you know, everybody says, well, just add an extra zero. It just kind of goes in and out people's ears. But I bet you and Wes know how much 300% of their tax increase would help their business. You know, I mean, it just would be unintendable. So I'm thrilled that not only through our bill, but through the fiscal responsibility of the folks looking at the CARES Act and how to use it, that we have been able to save businesses. And what that does is that saves jobs for people. And, it's not just about business, but it's about the people that work in each of your all's business and that live in our communities. And we need to be supporting and helping them, you know, work up the opportunity ladder.
Thank you. Why don't we open it up? And I know, Wes, you're from the district, so, and you've known her for a long time. And just any comments you have or questions for Senator Massey?
Well, she was one of my first bosses when I moved to Knoxville back in 88. She was, I had no idea what her maiden name was, but she and Morton were the best softball coaches in Rocky Hill. And I got to be one of her assistants. And both my daughters played on her teams. But in all seriousness, Becky doesn't do anything halfway. She reads the bills, and she'll tell you exactly where she stands, whether she agrees with you or not. She calls them like she sees them. And she is also totally accessible. There's never any attempt to duck issues. She'll hit them head on. And we could not have a better representative in the state Senate from this district than Senator Massey. And I'm proud to call her a friend and proud to call her my senator.
Thank you.
That's well said, Wes. Thank you so much. Alice, I know you joined us, and we've got Bo Carey and Hugh. Any thoughts, questions for Senator Massey?
Jim, if I
would echo.
Go ahead, bud. Well, I was going to say.
Wes was saying, and of course I didn't know she was our absolute best senator at responding, Jim, to with emails and things, but I'm not surprised. Becky's always been thorough, and this is a great day. It deserved honor.
Thank you, Bev.
Jim, I'll just say something real quick that Senator Massey, I want to thank you for your patience with me. It seems like between outdoor advertising information, small business information and hospitality information. I come knocking on your door quite a bit, and it seems like 10 years ago we had a long discussion at the hospitality reception last February. But I can't thank you enough for your support and getting us through that process, and just your support for small business, because whether it's outdoor advertising, transportation, hospitality, small business, independent business, it's kind of all intertwined with each other. So I thank you for your support.
Now, that outdoor advertising bill was fun, to say the least. Probably one of the most challenging bills I've ever had.
That went through your committee, your chair of transportation, that's right?
But yes. We got it done.
We got it done. It was frustrating. It would be the lightest word I could use, but the outcome was definitely good. So thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Another compromise, what we're talking about, right?
Yeah.
Well, this is Alice Rowley from Nashville. And Senator, when I was working for both Commissioner Hagerty and Commissioner Boyd as an assistant commissioner in economic development, I just really enjoyed working with you in different strategic initiatives that we had, that I think many of them were very successful for the state, and being awarded twice the sort of best place to do business in various magazines and ratings. But separate from the flash is really the substance that I see as both a woman in politics, but also in business here growing our business. We have about 125 employees on Music Row now. And I just have seen you in many instances where the door is closed, be a role model for women in different aspects of your work and your life. And I'll also just say, for my family, I love seeing all of the books of the birds behind you. My great-grandfather founded the Tennessee Ornithological Society. And so I'll just say that too, that that you just are a terrific role model for so many of us in business and in government. So thank you.
Very good. That's bird books for my husband. he birds all over the state.
Well, just a whole lot of respect here for you, Senator Massey, and people that have known you for years. And I'm just, again, what Bo said, I just love how open-minded and responsive you are, and just how you're like Alice said, just you're a real pioneer. And you know, there's a lot of great women that are serving in the legislature, and you're at the top of the list. So thank you for that, Alice. Do you want to close us up, Senator Massey, and maybe tell us anything you'd like to share here at the end, and maybe where you see things going, or just anything you'd like to share?
Okay, thank you. And I think, are we still just on the screenshot for everybody?
I think we, Natalie, you can tell us. I still see people.
It's easier to talk to when I can see you.
There you are.
I think, you know, Tennessee has been, they've tagged us as rebooting quicker than our economy, quicker than any other state. And that, I think, came from a Harvard study. So we've still got challenges ahead, but we've got a legislative body and our governor that are committed to getting our businesses back up to thriving. And to give them the support that we need to do. And obviously, I'll offer all the support that I can in those efforts. But it's an honor to work with you. It's an honor to serve not only my folks in my district, but folks in Tennessee. And just encourage like-minded folks to go out and vote. We're in the middle of a campaign, and all votes are important. It's very important, as always, but very important this year. So thank you again. And as I've said, my door's always open.
Well, thank you. We want you back, and that's our PAC board, and we have, separately, we have obviously endorsed, so we really appreciate that. So anyway, everyone that joined the call, thank you very much for your time. We know how busy you are, but it's good to have a little community here virtually, and Senator Massey, we'll wish you the best and have a great rest of the week, and same to our members who've joined us here.
Thank you. Y'all have a good day.
Take care.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Yeah.